Give Qdoba a call today.
We're back here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined here this segment here by Greg McClure, County Extension Agent for Agriculture with K-State Research and Extension. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
A lot of stuff to get through here. I want to start here first. I see you guys are highlighting some free tax preparation going on in Manhattan.
Yeah, so our office has coordinated the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program here that's at the library for, I think, the last 14 years. Jennifer Wilson used to do this. Of course, Jennifer took another job, and so that's kind of fallen into the hands of everybody else. We've got a site coordinator who's doing most of the work. But what we want you to know is that there is volunteer income tax assistance, free tax preparation available. There are some stipulations. They have to have an income of less than $54,000. They don't do military or international students, but they can help, and they can't itemize. But they can help, you know, any of the folks that have got one W-2, you know, any of the real simple stuff. And these folks are actually good. You know, I've been over there. It's pretty impressive. You know, they're good enough. They ought to be getting paid. And they do a good job, and they're going to do it right. But that is pretty much every day. Our flyer says Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but it's pretty much every day here for a little while, and it'll taper off later in the season. Have to have an appointment. You can make an appointment by calling 785-565-6426, or probably easier, go ahead and book online. There's a little booking bug icon on our Riley County Extension website at www.riley.ksu.edu. So that's free income tax preparation.
All right. Yeah, great service there, and you know, certainly take advantage of that if you do qualify.
They've been going for a couple of weeks now. They've already done 200 tax returns. They've got 30 appointments scheduled today, so it's a full day today, so no walk-ins today. We really need to make an appointment, and that'll be out in a few days.
Okay. Appreciate you highlighting that. That's a good service. Coming up here February 21st, I see you have a coffee shop meeting coming up.
So next week's coffee shop meeting is, you know, these used to be coffee shop agronomy meetings. We've kind of strayed from just agronomy. This one is on 1031 exchanges and the merits of different types of entities. So interesting stuff to me. Now, 1031 exchange may not mean anything to a lot of folks. So really what that is a tax management tool that allows, in our case, farmers to maybe exchange one piece of land for another without incurring large capital gains tax on that one piece of land. You know, so what can happen is if you own a piece of land and if you owned it for 30, 40, 50 years, you've got a really low basis. And if you sell it, you have to pay capital gains tax on the difference in the price. But if you're able to do this through a 1031 exchange and exchange it for another piece of property, you can avoid that capital gains tax. So that's the idea there. But the thing to note is there are some rules. You know, you can't just go sell it and then say, oh, yeah, I want to do this 1031 exchange. And I honestly don't know the rules, and that's why we're doing this. We've got Mark Dykeman. Mark is with the Kansas Farm Management Association. Knows how these things work, and so he's going to come in and visit with our producers about that and just kind of tell them what they need to know in case they want to do this.
All right, and this is free information here?
Free information. All of our coffee shop meetings are free. We've got some sponsors that provide the refreshments. So that is Thursday, February 21st. It'll be at Nelson's Landing in Leonardville, 10:30 a.m. And so talking about 1031 exchanges, we're also talking about the merits of different types of entities. And so we often hear people talking about, you know, corporations, S corporations, C corporations, LLCs, you know, what should you have? And so Mark can help with that, knows about those different entities. And so really it's kind of bring your questions. We do these coffee shop agronomy meetings pretty informally. So kind of Q&A, if you've got questions, we'll answer them. If you've got questions beyond the assigned time, we run from 10:30 to noon. I tell people if you've really got lots of questions, you need to offer to buy that speaker to lunch, and then you can just get more time from him. And so that actually happens quite a bit. So next Thursday, February 21, coffee shop agronomy meeting at Nelson's Landing.
Okay. Some other items here of note. I see you have some tractor safety course coming up here.
This is one of those I kind of like to start advertising early. Mm-hmm. So this is a tractor safety course for youth ages 14 and 15 primarily. Now, we get students anywhere from 12 years old. We'll take them that young. We can't certify them until they hit 14. and up to 18 or 20, and even adults at times. And so it's a tractor safety course to really try and help them understand the dangers in agriculture, to get their minds thinking a little more toward a safety attitude rather than the invincible attitude that we seem to see with kids.
Yeah.
And so those dates are May 28 and 29. We do that at Canequip in Wamego. We run from 9 to 4 the first day and 9 to 3 the second day. There is a charge. We've got a $30 fee. It includes all the class materials, lunch both days, lots of snacks. We feed them well. And the kids, you know, we get a generally get a bunch of boys in this group, and they eat a lot. And so $30 is pretty much a break-even deal for us. Do need reservations. Can make those reservations online at www.pottawatomie.ksu.edu. So our registration is set up over in the Pottawatomie County Extension Office.
Okay. And this is so important because there's so many hazards that could potentially arise if you're out in the field operating a tractor.
We know if – and it's interesting that many of these kids, you know, they don't have the experience that, say, Dave or I grew up with. You know, we grew up out there operating stuff we shouldn't have been. And all kinds of dangers that we didn't know were dangerous. I don't know if Dave went through a tractor safety class. I didn't.
No.
My tractor safety class was riding on the fender of the little 9N Ford tractor with my dad hanging on for dear life, hoping I didn't fall off in front of the wheel or behind it and go through the sickle bar mower. That's my first memory of farming. And that's one of the things we tell the kids, don't do this. Don't put your kids on there, and don't, you know, just say no. If somebody says, hey, I want you to ride on the drawbar, you know, the kind of things, there are lots of dangers out there.
Yeah. Broken ribs on that, well, cracked, yeah. Fell off on ice.
Yeah.
Off the drawbar.
Yeah, I get along pretty well. I never rolled a tractor or, unfortunately, though, I know way too many families who have lost someone.
Yep.
I know a bunch of them. You know, I can name six or eight. I won't name them today, but I know a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, that's a good course. I'm glad you guys offer that here coming up in May.
Yep. Coming up May 28 and 29. You can sign up now. We'll talk about it again later.
All right. The RCLA spring meeting, what is this? It's coming up next month.
Yeah, it's coming up next month. So actually, we took the same topic that we had to cancel last week, grazing cover crops. We were going to use this for a coffee shop agronomy meeting. Took the same topic and same speaker and just rescheduled a different venue. So we do a spring meeting every year. So Wednesday, March 27, we'll have Jamie Lynn Farney coming from Southeast Kansas to talk about grazing cover crops. That's our Riley County Livestock Association spring meeting. We'll do that at the Fairview Church Fellowship Hall, which is right across from Riley County High School. Anybody needs information on that, just give me a call at the Extension Office, 785-537-6350.
All right. And then the farm program dealing with market facilitation.
You know, I just put this note on here. You and I are looking at the same set of notes, so those who are out there listening don't know where we're getting all this stuff, you know, just kind of pulling it out of the air. But so the market facilitation program is a program that was really created last fall in response to the tariffs that have really messed with the prices of our ag commodities. And so farmers, the original deadline for this was January 15. And after the government shutdown, the deadline to sign up is February 14. And so the reason I wanted to mention this is because we could have some landlords who really aren't aware of this. If they haven't been paying attention, if they're in a share crop arrangement where they get a share of the grain, there may be a payment available to them, and they need to really get on this because tomorrow's the deadline. And it can be significant because, you know, soybean prices have been hit harder than others, and so the payment is based on actual production, and it's $1.65 per bushel on soybeans. It's actually 86 cents on grain sorghum. You know, that can add up to a lot of dollars. And so anybody who's got some interest there, they better get that taken care of by tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, good to have that. And the deadline is certify production, what, May 1st?
Yeah, you certify the production, but you've got to get the original papers signed by February 14.
All right. So not a lot of time there. Well, anything else here before we let you go, Greg?
No, I think we're good. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, appreciate you coming out and sharing this with us here. If you missed any of this, it'll be podcasted later on newsradiokman.com. We'll talk with Riley County Senior Services Center next here on KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the